I've talked a lot about the book. It's called They Played the Game. It's memories from 47 major leaguers. Norman Macht is the author of it. It comes out from Nebraska Press. Norman joins us this morning. Norman, I gave it a big buildup. I think it's as good as Gloria of Their Times, which was the book that got me interested in doing my interviews. You came and got some very good interviews here. Tell us how all that happened for you.
Well, I've always been interested more in the stories of old players, former players, than the stats part of baseball. So I've been doing these interviews for about 50 years and written articles and books based on them. But I thought, I have these old tape recordings, and I thought fans would like to listen to the players' words without a writer between them and the player. And what I've done is produce transcriptions of the actual voices of the players, so that to the reader, it's like sitting there with me and listening to them talk and relate their memories of playing for managers like McGraw, Casey Stengel, Connie Mack, people that I couldn't get to interview, but this was the next best thing.
Well,
so that was the basis for the book.
Yeah, I think it's terrific. Honestly, I'll tell you, they're actual. You feel you're talking to the player, and these are names. And again, this is what makes baseball baseball, and the fabric of the game, and where these players came from. And I always say U.S. history can be seen through the eyes of baseball. And just reading the words of the interviews, I feel that we're in Americana. And I think you just did a great job with it. I love it. I love the book. It's called They Played the Game, Memories from 47 Major Leaguers. And these are major leaguers who I had never really, some I've interviewed. And Ferris Fain was one that I enjoyed reading your interview with him. I got to meet him. But many I have not interviewed, and I'm enjoying learning about their lives. Norman Macht is the author, M-A-C-H-T. Norman, do you have a favorite two or three or a couple of anecdotes that you like to share with us?
Well, I think the most memorable interview was the fellow you mentioned, Ferris Fain, who was living up in Georgetown, California, when I went to see him. And he had broken in with the old SEALs before World War II. He was born and grew up in Oakland. But at the time I wanted to see him, he had been busted for selling marijuana back in the old days. And I didn't know how to contact him. I had no address, no phone number. So I did a little detective work, found where he lived, and just showed up cold. And I didn't know what kind of greeting I would get, because he was already had been charged with the sale of the marijuana, and the local sheriffs were on him, and even the FBI was on him. And so I was a little skittish. But I told him I was there basically to talk to him because he had played for Connie Mack, and I wanted to know about Connie Mack. And so he agreed, and it wound up being a fascinating interview. I was there the entire day, and he really opened up, and I think that he enjoyed the opportunity to talk baseball in the midst of all his troubles. And he just opened up and told some wonderful stories, and I think is probably my favorite interview that's in the book.
Ah, terrific. And I got to meet Ferris Fain. I went up there. A couple of old PCL players took me up there. Ferris Fain, for folks in the Bay Area, and I know it's Sunday morning, we'll sit back and just learn a little bit about some baseball history in the Bay Area. Ferris Fain played for the SEALs. He was born, I think, maybe Walnut Creek. He played for the San Francisco SEALs, and after you played 4 years in the Pacific Coast League in the 40s, you were eligible to be drafted by a so-called major league team. And, of course, Ferris Fain played 4 years for the SEALs and was a tremendous hitter. And then he was drafted by the old Philadelphia Athletics, and Connie Mack was the manager. Well, Ferris Fain was a very outgoing, straightforward kind of guy, and Connie Mack in those days wore a starch collar, and, you know, he was in already in his 80s. And here comes Ferris Fain from San Francisco to sort of clash a little bit with Connie Mack. Well, Fain turned out to be a great hitter, a great fielder, not a power hitter, but he led the American League in hitting twice. His double play combination, sort of like Crawford, Panic, and Belt, was juiced to Suter to Fain, and they set the record for the most double plays. It's still held in Major League history. But he ended up his knees were bad, his career ended, and he had all sorts of physical problems and ended up, as Norman says, selling marijuana and going to jail for it. He was actually in prison for it and then on parole. So I got up there to see him and had the same experience Norman did. An amazing man to hear him tell the stories of Lefty O'Doul and San Francisco baseball. So the book is called They Played the Game. Norman Macht is the author, M-A-C-H-T. Norman, give me another one, player that you interviewed that you enjoyed.
Well, if there was any one player that I would had an opportunity and could choose to spend a weekend with just talking baseball with him, it would be Ted Williams, far and away. And Ted was another unforgettable character. He was enthusiastic when he talked. He just kind of took over a room, any room that he was in, and he was inquisitive. He was very much into baseball history, particularly with hitters. But he was a little bit like Casey Stengel. I was told that if a reporter asked Casey Stengel four questions, or he had four questions to ask, and he asked the first one, he would never get to ask the other three, because Stengel would just take off and talk forever. And Ted was very much like that. I would ask him a question, and for the next 30, 40 minutes, he would kind of ramble, but he would go all around the room in answering the question, take off on other subjects, other players, other questions, but always with enthusiasm and with interest in what you had to say as well. And so I would have to say unforgettable interviews, Ted Williams would definitely be in that category.
Terrific. Norman, it's great. It makes these players come alive for me. And I've read a million books, and I always say when you can show me a photograph I haven't seen before, I'm excited. And if you could give me an interview that I really haven't heard before, I like that too. And you've done it with They Played the Game. So I think it's a great gift, and I'm glad to have you on, and congratulations. Norman, Amazon, typical places to get the book?
Amazon offers the books, I think all books, at tremendous discounts. And it's probably your best bet to go for the book.
All right. We have, when I let you go, we have a bookstore up here in Montclair that has some beautiful books up there that I'm going to talk about. And it's The Book Tree in Montclair, our independent bookstore. But, Norman, I love having you on. Congratulations. The book is terrific. I'm so glad that it crossed my desk. So I really enjoy it.
Thank you very much. And I'm already thinking about coming out with a sequel to it, another group of players, but I haven't talked about it with University of Nebraska Press.
Well, get on the phone. I'll be your first customer.
Good. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Norman. Thanks, Norman. Norman Macht, M-A-C-H-T. I like it because, I do so many interviews and run into so many people, and this is a book of 47 of them, and probably, I don't know, 35 I've never had a chance to interview, and they give their stories, and they're very rich, and Norman does a good job of editing it.